Well, we're back, and we're going to do another Destination Canada piece with Karen LaPerry. And Karen, we're going to be discussing this fascinating article on the ICE Hotel. Good morning. How are you? We're going to talk about the ICE Hotel, are we not?
Oh, most definitely. The ultimate winter experience. So well, would you like me to tell you a little bit about it?
Yeah, I mean, in other words, I mean, you went from dog sledding to snowshoeing to sleeping on ice. Let's start out with the dog sledding, if you will.
Oh, most certainly. But first, I've got to say that these were all firsts for me. You know, growing up in sunny California, we don't really have the opportunity to do these winter-type sports. So this was just such a thrill, exciting opportunity, when, you know, being up in Canada, up in the province of Quebec. And the first activity I did when I went to Duchesnay was dog sledding, something I've never done. And admittedly, I was a little bit frightened to take the helm with the dogs. I was afraid I was going to tip the sled. So my guide very kindly offered to do it while I took a ride under the blanket. And with my camera, you just, you know, photographed away on the beautiful scenery that went by. It was a real rush, let me tell you.
You elected to ride rather than drive your own sled, it appears, right?
Well, I copped out, but many of my friends that were there actually drove their dog sled and just said it was an experience they will always remember.
Well, now, you say one of the dog's names, Excel, was raised from a pup, and although she is the alpha dog, can you explain what an alpha dog is?
Well, the alpha dog is pretty much the one that's in charge of the pack. The others look to that dog basically to see what's acceptable and what's not. And as was explained to me, sometimes that alpha dog is not actually out there out front, but may be tethered on the second or third tier.
I see.
But it's still something that all the other dogs know, and that alpha dog keeps them in line.
I mean, you know, very much like a lot of animals.
People collect
pigeons. And, yeah, exactly. Now, so then you went snowshoeing.
Yes, what a change. This was my opportunity to do a little physical exertion after such a wonderful sledding ride. And I had this vision of these old, humongous snowshoes that you see in movies.
Right.
And only to find out that those aren't used anymore. It's gone high-tech. Even though it was high-tech, I still had to ask for some help to tether my snowshoes on me, which I think second time around would be a piece of cake. And I went out there on the snow, and it was like walking on cotton. I walked all around the lake and just had such a thrill, and the only reason I came back was because it got dark.
Now, did it take a lot of energy, or would you just kind of just place one foot in front of the other? But those things are pretty wide from the photos I see in your article.
Yeah, but it was, it wasn't really. It was like taking an afternoon stroll. The only difference is you perhaps had a little wider pace.
Right. And a bigger footprint.
Yes, much bigger footprint.
Okay, so then you went to the ICE Hotel.
Well, you know, after you play and exert yourself, it's time to think about sleeping. But when you go to the ICE Hotel, sleeping really doesn't happen until much later. And so when I checked in, the first thing they did was gave a tour of the ICE Hotel.
Now, we might just mention that this ICE Hotel is in Quebec.
Yes, it is in Quebec. It's one of only three in the world,
One in Sweden.
There's one in Sweden,
and
much smaller version in Alaska,
right.
And then the one in Quebec, which is going on its sixth year of operation.
Hmm. Now, does it melt down every year and they rebuild it?
Yes. You know, these things are seasonal. They kind of go with the weather.
Right.
And so what you have are 15,000 tons of snow and 500 tons of ice that are put together and crafted into this ICE Hotel, and the design changes every year, and they do it in 5 weeks. And they are usually open. This year it's going to be from January 6, 2006, through April 2nd of 2006.
Right.
And, of course, what happens after that is the weather gets too warm, the ice and snow start melting, And even though it won't be totally melted, they have bulldozers to help after April 2nd.
And everything is made of ice.
Snow and ice.
Snow and ice, okay.
Yes. So, it's phenomenal. It's like the McDonald's version of the igloo, you know, the supersized.
Right. But you said at first you thought it was a joke.
I did.
Yeah, exactly.
I just could not believe this. I had this image in my mind where I was going to go sleep in an igloo in a very confined, rustic environment.
Right.
This was not that.
So it was, and I, when I look at one of your photos, the photos are terrific, by the way. And those listening, please go to the site where you can read this article much more in depth. And there's a link to Karen's site as well. But what I found amazing was that when you got in there, the beds are ice, the walls, except that there was a fireplace. I think you said.
They jacuzzi and sauna and fireplace and indoor toilets that you don't have to go out and freeze. It's phenomenal. The honeymoon suite that I got a chance to tour when I was down there actually features this glass encased fireplace. And obviously some of it's contained because you can't heat up the room too much to the point where it melts. But it was. I think it's more of a romantic touch for those that choose to wed in this, you know, wonderful winter environment.
Sure, it'd drive you under the covers, wouldn't it?
Well, I tell you, if I had to do it over again, I think this is where I would choose to get married. It was just,
really,
you know, it's like a fairy tale.
Well, but you say now, but when you talk about going from the outside and you're going inside where it's warm. The temperatures inside are 23 to 28 degrees Fahrenheit. Now, to me, that's not warm on the inside while cold on the outside.
Well, and this is all relative. You know,
if it's 20 below zero somewhere else, I suppose.
Yeah. And, you know, this is your chance to break out your winter wardrobe and your fashionable ski pants and all that.
Yeah, well, being a Florida boy, 23 to 28 sounds very cold to me.
You stay warm. Because before you even go to bed, they have this wonderful ice-go-tech, is what I've been calling it. And it's called the Absolute Ice Bar.
Right.
But you go in there and you can have vodka splashed with cranberry or orange juice in these hewn ice glasses that are disposable since they're made out of ice. There's no dishwasher on the premises because they just dispense with it after you've had your little shot of vodka. And there's music, and people dance, and I think part of this is the design, though, because as you hop up and down, you stay warm.
Yeah, and of course, the vodka certainly helps.
Oh, heavens, yes.
I don't care what kind of glass it's served in. When it starts to go down, it sure feels warm.
Yes. I definitely have to agree with that.
So they have all the entertainment, all the dancing, all of the normal night entertainment, and... And then I suppose at some point you're off to bed. And I think what I found fascinating was the way were you saying that you at 2 a.m. you do a jiggle dance into your mummy bag, but the layers of clothing. If you cover that, I think that's particularly important and interesting.
Well, the Ice Hotel has a wonderful website, which I'd like to mention. It's www.icehotel-canada.com. And I'll say that once again. It's www.icehotel-canada.com. And on there, they go into how you dress for this night on ice.
Right.
And if you should forget, don't have to worry, because when you check in, you have a guide who's going to once again go through all these pointers, and there will be a guide that can assist you that evening, you know, if, again, you forget, and even assist you into your mummy bag. But there's basically three layers that they recommend, and, you know, it really all kind of makes sense. You have this inner layer, which is usually thermal underwear, and you don't wear cotton. That's one thing I learned, because that keeps humidity by your body. Instead, you want something that's going to wick it away. A middle layer is going to regulate your heat, and that's where you wear your fleeces or your thermal sweaters. And then, of course, the outer layer is that which protects you against the wind. And it can be like, you know, a a light ski jacket, light ski pants.
And so, and then you get into your mummy bag and you're warm.
Yeah, but you know what? Make sure you have dry socks.
Yeah, you know, I hear that a lot about the cold. So, I mean, but aren't you wearing, you mean when you're in the mummy bag?
I actually changed my socks in the mummy bag and put on a new pair of dry socks, and I'm convinced that made a world of difference.
Yeah, well, I mean, that must be a little tricky, getting those socks.
Well, you adapt. I mean, when you're having the ultimate winter adventure, you know, you've got to be willing to try some new things.
What I was going to mention about one of your pictures is that it looked like they had Hilton carved into the ice. Now, I couldn't see the whole thing, but it looked like Hilton to me. Is that correct, or
yeah,
was it a joke, or was
last
it
last year's season?
Yeah.
Hilton was carved into the ice, and that was one of the special theme suites for honeymooners.
I see. So the ice Hilton.
Yes. I guess it was an inside joke.
Yeah, when I saw that, I said, "Nah, that's got to be a kind of a joke here, like you say, an inside joke." Now, how long? I don't know if we covered how long this. You mentioned that it's open from January to April.
Yeah.
How long has the hotel been in business?
Well, they're going into their 6th year of operation,
right?
And every year, their popularity seems to, you know, kind of circumvent the globe, and it's not just Canadians that are going there, or Alaskans, or people from northern climates. They are actually attracting people from around the world, with visitors from Japan, Brazil, South Africa. Just truly amazing. And what it is, I think, is people seeking this ultimate winter experience. How many people can say they've slept on ice?
Not many. I mean, it's certainly not me. Not in the civilian life, anyway. Karen, it's a fascinating article, as always. It's a pleasure. We've got to run. Thank you for sharing that with us, and we'll chat with you soon, I hope.
Okay, well, I certainly hope so, and thanks so much.
Okay.
I really appreciate the time to share this wonderful winter experience.
It's always a pleasure. Thank you, Karen.
Mm-hmm.
Bye
bye-bye.
For now. Well, that was Karen LaPerry, and always an interesting subject, but I don't know. Sleeping on ice might sound kind of interesting, but I'm going to slide into my bathing suit and go for a swim after the show. So right now we're going to go to break, and we'll be back in a moment.
USA 3000 Airlines knows the way. USA 3000 now flies to and from Fort Myers, St. Petersburg, Clearwater, and Fort Lauderdale, Hollywood, servicing 11 different cities, all at our same low fares starting at $59. No peanuts served here. For a low fare with a real meal and in-flight entertainment, choose USA 3000. USA 3000 has simple fare rules regardless of the fare. There are no Saturday night stays and no round trip required on any fare. They have a low change fee, and this is the part you're really going to love. Even if you miss your flight, you don't lose your fare. So what are you waiting for? With fares this low and rules this simple, you can afford to take someone with you. Call now to make your reservations at 1-877-USA-3000. That's 1-877-USA-3000. You can also book online at www.usa3000.com.